Welcome to Innovation on Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to spend the hour learning a little bit about entrepreneurship and some expansions happening throughout the eastern side of South Dakota. We're going to begin with Shelley Gardner. She's an assistant professor of business administration and the trained facilitator of the Ice House Entrepreneurship Program. Gardner will facilitate the Entrepreneurial Mindset Academy. This is an 8-week program that begins on April 7th from 8:30 to 12:30 each Thursday at Augustana University. This is a partnership with the Technology Business Center. I spoke with Shelley Gardner in her office at Augustana University earlier this week about the new way of teaching how to become an entrepreneur.
In the past, we've always taught entrepreneurship in a very traditional educational way where you teach a student about marketing plans and finance plans and have the student write a business plan. And then the students usually go before some venture capitalists or the Governor's Office of Economic Development has a giant vision competition. So in the past, that is the way that we have taught it. I went to a conference and since 2007, there's a new form of entrepreneurial mindset, and really that is to get people to get started with their businesses instead of planning and planning and planning and not doing anything. Instead of talking about them in coffee shops, they actually go out and talk to people about, would you buy this from me? Is this something you would be interested in? And what entrepreneurs really find when they start talking to real customers is that they need to tweak their product a little bit. And I have an example if you want me to. Okay. There was a gentleman in Tampa that was a chef, and he decided that he wanted to be a rent-a-chef because he couldn't find a job. And so he went to 30 different restaurants and said, you know, I would really like to be a chef, so if your chef doesn't show up someday, give me a call and I'll stop in. And the 30th person that he talked to said, we have a lot of chefs, so we probably wouldn't use your service, but my sister is a caterer, and she has one chef. And so if she has a party that she's going to cater and the chef doesn't show up, she is stuck. And so he went that route instead and has just a really full clientele and is doing very well. So the entrepreneurial mindset is really about going out and talking to people to say, do you need my product? Would you like my product? And then starting from there once you know exactly what you're going to do.
So it's more... And you can't limit yourself with how many people you talk with, because your example shows that one more, if he'd have quit at 29, he wouldn't have had the idea. He would have been stuck.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, we all had to come up with our own ideas when I was at that conference and go out on the street and talk to 10 to 20 people that we thought might be interested. And it was a really interesting way to solve problems. And it's called the Discovery Canvas. And so we went out and talked to people and changed our approach a little bit and found that it was a much better idea than we had had in the beginning.
Because a successful entrepreneur is solving a problem.
Absolutely. And this is very much about problem solving. Finding an issue, solving that problem, and then making sure that you can make money doing it.
Okay, so talk a little bit about the logistics of this class you're teaching, or how is it set up?
The Entrepreneurial Academy is going to launch on April 7th, and we're going to teach for 4 hours on Thursday mornings for 8 weeks. And we're going to talk about the book, Who Owns the Ice House? And the book was written by Clifton Talbert and Gary Schoeniger. And Clifton was actually a Pulitzer Prize nominee. The story is about him and about other entrepreneurs. And he was a young lad in 1958 in the South when people didn't have refrigerators. They used ice boxes. And so he and his he worked for his uncle, who owned an ice house. And his uncle was very entrepreneurial in his own way, wasn't educated. It was rough being, he was African-American, so it was rough not being white in the South in 1958. And it just talks about how his entrepreneurial spirit made him be successful, even though it came from all of those unsuccessful beginnings. It's really about the unusual entrepreneur or the entrepreneur that you wouldn't really expect, that doesn't have a lot of money, that wants to go forward. But the lessons, there are 8 life lessons in the book, and the lessons can really be used by anybody. They can be used by employees. They can be used by people who do want to start businesses. They can be used by students who just want to think of a new way to solve problems.
And who is this class designed for?
It really is designed for the adult learner. We would love to have entrepreneurs in there. We would love to have employees in there that kind of need to take a fresh look. The course is also being taught in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to 500 city employees. And they're trying to just say, okay, let's take a fresh look at how we run our city. And are there ways that we can change things?
Give me an example of some of the life lessons that you're going to teach.
The very first chapter is the power to choose. And we all wake up in the morning and we have the power to choose whether we're going to be happy or not happy. We have the power to choose what we're doing in our life because we're from the United States. And so it really truly is, you have the power to choose whether to think in an entrepreneurial way or whether you're just going to do things the way you've always done things before.
Now, You're changing the whole mindset of entrepreneurship. And so what kind of shifts have you had to make in your thinking as a teacher?
I'm actually using this book this semester in class, and it is very different because the students started the course thinking that they were going to write a business plan, and I will allow them. Some of them are writing a business plan and doing the traditional course, but half of them are actually interning with entrepreneurs at the South Dakota Business Technology Center or at the bakery. And they have learned so much just being able to work with somebody who has that drive, that entrepreneurial mindset. And they're having a ball, and so I'm having a ball. When my students are happy, I'm happy.
Okay, so some of the entrepreneurs that I've talked with, though, say writing the business plan is the hardest part. Actually getting your head wrapped around having to run a business, that oftentimes is why and how they fail.
And actually, I have 15 years of banking experience, so I absolutely see the need for a business plan. What this really focuses on is getting you unstuck. Sometimes people get stuck writing the business plan because they hit the financial section and don't know what to do. You should go to the South Dakota Business Technology Center if that happens to you. But this really says go out there and start. Go out there and try to pre-sell if you can. There's less than 1% of the entrepreneurs that actually get venture capital or that actually get bank funding. And so they start by bootstrapping, by just saying, okay, I've got some friends that might kick in some money. I've got some family that might kick in some money. I've got some money set aside, and I'm just going to start. And we are really lucky now that we also have crowdfunding sources like Kickstarter. And so if you've got an idea and you need $15,000, $20,000 to really get it pushed into let's start doing this, the crowdfunding sources are there. And as a banker, I can tell you, if you came to me with a brand new idea, I would want a lot of collateral. But if you came to me 3 years after you've been successful in that business, I might be more willing to look at a loan for you.
Okay, so this class is designed for adult learners. And how really are you getting the word out and reaching these people?
Right now, we've just really through the media and through Facebook. We have Augustana has an entrepreneurial site and a business department webpage. And then it's also on the Augustana website. And so if you want to register, you can go out to augie.edu/mindset, and that will bring you right to that page.
And cost, how much, what does it take?
The conference or the 8 sessions is $500, and then the books themselves, the material, and there's an online code that gets you into all of the videos and all of the accessories that go with the course is another $150.
Okay, so I take this class, and then what? What's next for me?
Actually, during the class, if you have an idea, it's not what's next after the class, but during the class, if you have an idea or if you have a problem, we go through the Discovery Canvas during 4 or 5 of the sessions. And so you will be told, you know, write down a problem and then talk to somebody about it and see what they would do and see if that changes your mindset and how you would have your approach.
And so is it specifically targeting people to talk with, or is it just wandering up and down the street?
No, you target people. You're actually going to try to talk to people that you think are going to buy your product or you think are going to buy your service. And if you find out that your target market was off a little bit, it's really nice to be able to change that before you write the business plan and certainly before you start the business.
So it's good for people with an idea to take this class.
Yes, it is good for people with an idea. If you don't have an idea or if you're currently employed by someone else, you could still take this class. And we're going to talk about creativity and how to come up with ideas. But usually entrepreneurs are people that have ideas, three or four or five of them, going through their head right now. And they need to put it on paper and talk it through so that they can bring it to fruition.
That was my next question. How do you define an entrepreneur?
Somebody that has the drive that might want to take a calculated risk, because if you've got everything on paper, you've thought through a lot of things, but wants to change the world, wants to solve problems.
No matter how big or how small the problem.
No matter how big or how small the problem.
So are you going to target this mindset, this philosophy to like the city of Sioux Falls, to state employees, for example, or is that next, or have you not gotten that far?
We really haven't gotten that far. I did. Mike Huther is actually the person who heard about this first and brought it to us, and I'm so happy that he did. So I did send him an email to make sure that he knows that we're launching the 8 courses. And then we also will offer this class to anybody who wants us to come on their site and teach their employees. And that might really work out well, because then you could talk about the problems that you have within your departments and actually work with coworkers to help solve those problems.
Are there plans for a second class, or are you going to just wait and see?
To be really honest, this class is finishing up on May 27th, and I think that most people will want to take the summer off, and so we'll probably offer it again in the fall.
And how many people can you accommodate?
25. We're planning on 25 for the first set, and then we'll see how that goes and go from there. I have 21 in my senior level entrepreneurial class right now that are going through it.
And what is their feedback with you right now with that level of class?
At first, to be honest, when they read the book, they were saying that this person isn't really like me, because I'm not somebody who was African American in 1958. I don't have struggles. I teach at a private college, and so they do have resources. And so at first, the feedback was, how does this relate to me? And then we got to the Discovery Canvas and started working out problems and started talking to entrepreneurs about who their target market is and what problem they're solving. And they really can see the means to make a difference. I would encourage people to read Who Owns the Ice House, but if you look at our page and just pick up that book, you're missing about 70% of the course, because the course really is about the discovery canvas and the way that you work through problems. And so just by reading the book, you're not going to pick that up. You're going to get the entrepreneur stories, but you're not going to pick up the problem solving part. And since I came back from Tampa, I will tell you that I've used the problem solving canvas so many times, because even when a student has a challenge, in the past, we just reacted to that challenge. But now I'm saying to myself, you know, let's look at it a different way. Let's look at it this way and maybe get some input on how you should react to that challenge. It's changed my life.
Describe a challenge that you're talking about.
If a student has a challenge and for some reason can't, like right now, I have a student that is having some mental health issues and can't make it to class. And so our normal reaction is, well, this is our policy. But we all know that we really don't treat mental health like an illness. And so instead, I really did go through the Discovery Canvas and I thought, okay, what if this were someone that had cancer and had to go in for surgery? What if this were an athlete or someone who had a concussion and really could not concentrate? And all of a sudden I thought, it's not fair for me to just say to this student, you need to buck up and come to class. That's the worst thing I could say. And so instead I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt and going forward as if it were an illness, because it is.
So it's kind of like a problem is a cube, and you just kind of turn it and twist it and look at it from different perspectives?
Absolutely. Look at it from different. That's a great analogy. And that's why it's also good for employees, because we're used to the standard operating procedures, and this is the way we've always done it. But instead, if something comes up, you might look at it and say, wait a minute, let's turn the cube and see if we can solve this a different and a better way.
I want to thank you for taking time and letting me come in and talk about this. I wish you luck.
My pleasure. I am really looking forward to it. It's a fun topic. Thanks so much.
Shelley Gardner is an assistant professor of business administration and the facilitator of the Entrepreneurial Mindset Academy. Registration is now open online at augie.edu, and the class begins on April 8th.